Brian Finn is back with business.
Fran, thank you. Pharmaceutical company Elan has announced a new royalty participation agreement with Nasdaq-listed Theravance. Elan will pay $1 billion for a 21% stake in future royalty payments from four respiratory programs. We can talk now to Elan CEO Kelly Martin. Kelly, I understand these programs are at an advanced stage of development. Is that correct?
Yes, Brian, yes, and good morning. Well, the earliest has been approved. It was approved on Friday by the FDA in the U.S., and two others have been filed, and then one is in phase two, moving into phase three. So they're all quite late-stage assets.
What will the benefits be to shareholders, and how quickly can they expect to see them?
The benefits to Elan shareholders, Brian, are this immediately diversifies our business. We've obviously got participation in a very significant MS drug. As you said on your introductory remarks, this gives Elan shareholders exposure now to a very, very large business in the respiratory markets, which are very global, and the underlying growth of those is quite significant.
Now, does this deal need to clear any hurdles? Does it need shareholder clearance?
Yes. This will. We will call an EGM. Details to be worked out in the very near future. We'll call an EGM and we'll take this transaction directly to shareholders, as we should.
Now, Elan was the subject of an unsuccessful takeover bid from Royalty Pharma. The board rejected it. If they came back with a better offer, would the company be interested?
Well, the company is interested in kind of building as much value for shareholders as possible, and that's why this transaction was important for us. I would say this is also one of multiple transactions, Brian, that will do in the very near future. So this is the first piece of a puzzle of rebuilding different aspects of the company, all to the benefit of shareholders for the short term and the longer term.
Okay, Kelly Martin, CEO of Elan, thank you for talking to us this morning. Now, the rate of decline in activity in the construction sector picked up some pace in April, declining at the sharpest rate in 7 months. Ulster Bank tracks activity in the sector. Its chief economist, Simon Barry, joins us now. Simon, the contraction in the construction sector, it seems like it's been going on forever. How long has it been contracting now?
Well, according to the index that we produce each month, the sector is not far away from 6 full years of contraction. So it remains the case that conditions out there for Irish construction firms remain very tough.
Now, it was a sharp contraction, as I said, in April. But are we seeing a bottoming out of contraction in the sector? Should we be expecting to see a lift anytime soon?
Well, I think, unfortunately, the survey is telling us that new incoming business levels remain very low and continue to fall. So that would suggest that the near-term prospects are not particularly encouraging, that the lack of new business opportunities out there, the strength of competition for any available work, as well as uncertainty, which continues to linger, are all headwinds that the sector continues to face in the short term. But there are some tentative signs that perhaps over the course of the year we may begin to see a bottom. We're seeing some leading indicators of housing activity, including new housing registrations and commencements, begin to show a slight pickup. So perhaps I think over the course of the year we may see some signs finally of the sector bottoming out.
Presumably, though, the industry wouldn't or shouldn't go back to the growth rates that we saw, say, in the middle of the 2000s.
Well, I think certainly in terms of the levels of activity, that there's no prospect anytime soon at all for the foreseeable future of getting back to the levels of activity. But when the sector eventually does kind of bottom out, it will be possible for it to generate some level of growth, albeit from what are very, very depressed levels following what's been an enormous correction by any standards.
Now, you mentioned the housing sector. Is that where we might expect to see it picking up first? We saw yesterday a report in the Business Post saying the government might consider kick-starting some major construction projects. Presumably that would be a welcome development too.
Yeah, I think, if any resources are freed up at the government level, then that would help the sector. But having said that, resources are still very, very scarce and the government continues to run a very large budget deficit. So any additional capital spending would need to be subject to strong cost-benefit analysis. But certainly from the point of view of construction, the capital spending plan of the government has fallen by over 60% since 2008. So if that were to bottom out, or if there were extra resources found, then it would certainly become less of a headwind for the sector, for sure.
Okay, Simon Barry, Chief Economist with Ulster Bank, thank you for that. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at just under $1.30 and around 84.5 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for that. Coming up to 4 minutes to 8.